You are listening to the audio production of Overcoming the Imposter, Silence Your Inner Critic and Lead with Confidence by Chris Kelso, published by Dexterity. This book is read by the author. To Mary, for always believing I would overcome the imposter. Introduction. One of my inner struggles in my early years as an entrepreneur was never quite identifying with the passion that I saw in other entrepreneurs. I would hear them say things like this: I was compelled to start this business and to solve this problem. I think about this problem every waking moment. I would work on this even if there were no money to be made. It's a mission. I never really felt that strongly about the businesses of which I've been a part. Sure, there were things that interested me and things that excited me, but I've always been able to turn it off on the weekend or focus on other interests at the same time. But a few years ago, when I began to talk about my battle with the imposter, my term for what's known as imposter syndrome, which I'll define more clearly in the book, both to large groups as well as one-on-one to my clients and other entrepreneurs, the responses I heard told me that this was a widely shared and significant challenge. People came to me after a speech and said, "You changed my life today." The more I studied, the more I spoke, and the more I listened, the more a fire began to grow. And suddenly, I understood that passion. I had a mission, a calling. This was a problem I felt compelled to solve. I would talk about this even if there were no profit in it for me. I've been told for years that I should write a book. I even started writing a different one nearly 10 years ago. I wrote about a quarter of it and threw it away. I doubt that anyone would have wanted to read it. I didn't even want to read it. It was pretty dull because I was writing just to do it. There was no passion, just a desire to get it done, and it showed. But this book, this one had to be written. I didn't have a choice. That doesn't mean it came easy. It took me 2 years to really get started. Early on, I told many of the people around me that I was going to write a book, just for the accountability. I thought that if people were asking me about it, I'd be motivated to get it done. But that wasn't enough. After a year or so of little progress, I stopped talking about it quite so much. During that time, I studied, I continued to speak, and I listened to other entrepreneurs and leaders describe their experiences. All the while, I battled the feeling that I wasn't qualified to write this book, or that I didn't have what it took to make it great. Even when I finally made some progress, there were moments when I'd hit a wall and just need to walk away from it for a week or two. I even had to use some of my own tricks, some of the tips and tools I'm about to share with you, to push beyond my doubts and do more than I felt I was capable of doing. It's not just for entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur, and many of the stories in this book are about entrepreneurship. But even if you're not an entrepreneur, or perhaps you are one but don't feel like one, you'll see how changing your thinking and battling the voice inside your head that wants to hold you back will open a world of possibilities for you. Entrepreneurial leadership takes many forms, from the founder of a technology startup to the owner of a home-based business or a pastor who's planting a new church. Many artists, musicians, doctors, and tradespeople are entrepreneurs by default. Even inside large companies, there are people who are leading new initiatives with an entrepreneurial approach, breaking new ground and learning as they go. We are all entrepreneurs at some level. Gone are the days when people worked for a single company for 40 years and then retired, and then that company took care of them for the rest of their lives. Each of us is managing our own life and career and having to decide when to take risks and when to step back or step aside. This book isn't just about my entrepreneurial journey, though. I've compiled many different stories from people in different walks of life and a wide range of business situations. My research and the work that I've done have taught me that although this problem is widespread, it's also individual and personalized. My hope for you is that as you listen to this audiobook, you'll recognize the times that the imposter has been at work in your life and career. You'll learn to be more aware when it shows up in the future and ready to deal with it. This audiobook is full of the tools and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?